This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's leader vows to continue the bloody campaign to eliminate Hamas as the war reaches 100 days, the longest conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As Israeli forces continue pounding Hamas targets in the south, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military will restore security and no one can stop them. In Tel Aviv, families of the hostages rally. Jimmy Miller's cousin is still held captive, along with her two young sons.
Is it possible to make something to freedom?
In the Gaza Strip, displaced Palestinians like Ahmed Abdel Khaled decry the deaths, destruction, and hunger. Government tallies say nearly 24,000 people in the Gaza Strip have been killed, while Israel lost 790 civilians in the Hamas attack on October 7th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pope Francis said on Sunday all wars were a crime against humanity, as he reiterated a call for peace in the Middle East and Ukraine. He said, "Today war is in itself a crime against humanity." In a prayer, he urged people not to forget those suffering due to what he called the cruelty of war in several parts of the world. North Korea's latest test was a new solid-fuel hypersonic missile with intermediate range, state media reported on Monday. The missile launch on Sunday did not pose a security threat to neighboring countries, state news agency KCNA said. The missile launch and a delegation's visit to Russia come amid growing tensions between the two Koreas following Pyongyang's series of intercontinental ballistic missile launches. This is VOA News. All remaining 136 prison guards and administrative workers who were seized as hostages during prison riots in Ecuador were freed on Saturday night, prison authorities said. Nearly 180 prison guards and civil servants had been taken hostage by rioting inmates after President Daniel Noboa launched a military crackdown on criminal groups this week, sparking a deadly confrontation with drug gangs in the South American country. Images broadcast by the police showed the guards, many in tears, exhausted and supported by their colleagues shortly after their release. Denmark's King Frederick X on Sunday took over from his mother, Queen Margrethe II, who formally abdicated after 52 years as monarch. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Huge crowds gathered in the Danish capital, Copenhagen, on Sunday as Denmark's King Frederik X acceded to the throne. 83-year-old Margrethe stunned the nation on New Year's Eve when she announced she would become the first Danish monarch in almost 900 years to voluntarily relinquish the throne. In attendance Sunday were Margrethe, Frederik, his Australian-born wife Mary, who is now queen, and their oldest son Christian, 18, who is the new heir to the throne. Denmark has one of the oldest monarchies in the world. Tens of thousands from all over the country braved the cold for the event, a sign of the popularity the monarchy enjoys in the nation of nearly 6 million.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The Nicaraguan government says it has released Bishop Rolando Alvarez and 18 Catholic clergy members from jail and handed them over to Vatican authorities. In the past, imprisoned priests have been quickly flown to Rome. Bishop Alvarez has remained in prison for more than a year and received a 26-year sentence after refusing to get on a February flight to the United States. Since repressing popular protests in 2018 that called for his resignation, President Daniel Ortega's government has systemically silenced opposing voices and zeroed in on the church. The musical movie remake of Mean Girls takes number one spot at the box office this weekend, AP correspondent Margie Zaraleta reports.
Huge crowds gathered in the Danish capital.
Adaptation of the Broadway musical adaptation of the 2004 movie Mean Girls was the top draw for movie audiences. It made $28 million domestically in its debut weekend, according to studio estimates. The Beekeeper debuted in second place. Wonka falls from first to third. Anyone But You is number four, and Migration is fifth. I'm Margie Zaraleta.
And I'm Joe Ramsey.